श्री परमात्मने नमः। ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मोक्षसन्न्यासयोगो नाम अष्टादशोऽध्यायः। We covered almost all the entire 18th chapter is said to be upakrama upasamhara adhyayah. Upakrama adhyayah, upasamhara adhyayah. Second chapter is upakrama adhyayah. 18th chapter is upasamhara adhyayah. In both these chapters, the Bhagavad Gita is the entire teaching is given in nutshell in the second chapter as well as in the 18th chapter. Second chapter, when you do the summary of Gita, it needed to be elaborated. What has been elaborately discussed in 15 chapters, again is presented in a nutshell in the 18th chapter. So main topics we know very well, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga. Then two disciplines, again, Sannyasa Ashramaha, Grahastha Ashramaha, two disciplines. Two lifestyles. Two disciplines, there's no choice between two disciplines. Should I go through Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga? Such a choice is not there. We have to go through Karma Yoga initially for mental preparation, and one has to go through the Jnana Yoga for the attainment of Jnana. There's no choice. And going through Jnana Yoga means going through Shravanam. It takes quite a lot of Shavanam must be good. Time must be spent for Shavanam because repeated listening, Pavana Punyena Shavanam is very important. Even for the subject matter to sink, even how to listen, how to understand the teaching, even to have that understanding, one has to listen for quite some time. So Shavanam must be done for quite a lot of time to have to understand how the teaching is presented. Only then, if the doubts are possible, only if you're exposed to different schools of thought. If you're exposed to different schools of thought, like if you're not exposed to different schools of thought, there's no problem. You know, you only listen to Advaita Vedanta teaching, there's no problem. Doubts won't arise. You will be very clear here. If you're exposed to different schools of thought, oh my God, the different people have different views. And why do they have their views? But what here Advaita Vishnu is different? Then such doubts come again. Then we can see the limitations and fallacies in the others' views with the due respect to their thinking. Then doubts resolve. That is when with the firm understanding, with the water clear understanding a person, doubt-free clear understanding of a person has, then it is possible for one to dwell upon the teaching, to assimilate the teaching. So ascertainment takes place only when you are given to the discipline of contemplation, that is Nididhyasana. These disciplines are repeatedly emphasized here. Karma Yoga is differently emphasized in the 18th chapter presented. You have seen all that. Now Arjuna says, we have seen the 73rd verse. Arjuna uvacha. Nashto moha smrutir labdha tvat prasadan mayachyuta sthito smigata sandeha கரிஷ்யே வசனந்தவ நஷ்டோ மோஹஸ்மிருதிர்லப்தா த்வத் பிரசாதான்மயாச்சுத ஸ்திதோஸ்மி கத சந்தேஹ கரிஷ்யே வசனந்தவ. Now you have to remember the verse Arjuna, what Arjuna said in the second chapter. Remember Arjuna Vacha, there he said, he asked for Jnanam, isn't it? There he said, Te Aham Sishyaha, Aham Te Sishyaha, I'm your disciple. Please tell me that which will remove, which alone will bless me with what I'm seeking. And I'm confused. I'm deluded. I'm not clear. Karpanya doshopahata swabhavaha prichhamitvam dharma sammodhachetaha யச்சிரேயஸ்யான்நிஷ்சிதம் ப்ரூஹி தன்மே சிஷ்யஸ்தேஹம் சாதி மாம் த்வாம் ப்ரபன்னம். கார்ப்பண்ய தோஷோபஹத ஸ்வபாவஹ ப்ரிச்சாமி த்வாம் தர்ம சம்மூடசேதாஹ யச்சிரேயஸ்யான்நிஷ்சிதம் ப்ரூஹி தன்மே சிஷ்யஸ்தேஹம் சாதி மாம் த்வாம் ப்ரபன்னம். Swam prapannam mam shadhi. Krishna, may you protect me, may you teach me the one who has surrendered to you. I am your disciple. I am confused. That was his question. Now what Arjuna says, after going through this teaching, having heard Bhagavan, when Bhagavan played the role of a teacher, now he says, mohaha nashtaha. There he said, Karpanya dosho pata subhavaha. I'm overwhelmed with compassion. I'm confused. He said, Nashtaha mohaha. Delusion has gone. Nashtaha moha means delusion is gone. Smritihi labdha. Smritihi here does not mean memory. The word smritihi literally is a strilinga shabda. Ikarantha, Stilingaha, Smriti Shabdha. Smritihi is a feminine gendered word which means memory. But here Smritihi means Jnanam. Smritihi Labdha. Knowledge has been gained. Okay, whatever knowledge I was aspiring for, that knowledge has been gained. Now, when Krishna Arjuna says, what does he mean? He knows what is that one thing which alone is absolutely indestructible. And everything other than that reality is subject to change. There is no such thing called destruction at all of anything. There is no I, there is no this, there is no Ishvara. All that is, there is only one truth. But and this divisions in terms of I, this, you, Lord, etc. These divisions are only mithya. Differences are as though absolutely there is only non-difference, because objectively what is as only secondless non-dual reality. And that reality alone is indestructible. In fact, I cannot be resolved anywhere other than the truth. So in the wake of the clear vision of which alone is, what is reality, what is there, what is not there, what is seemingly there, in the wake of clear vision, the perspective a person has, the erroneous perception changes. When the perspective change happens, then there's no fear, there's no anxiety, there's no sense of insecurity. The fundamental problem of sense of insecurity, sense of inadequacy, sense of smallness centered on I becomes resolved for good. That is why we say jnanadeva kaivalyam. Our freedom is only in jnanam. Because whatever we do, how much ever we accomplish, unless and until the perspective change happens, we will continue to be the same people, of same people, the same problems. You know, with all, with having more what we have also, with or without positions and possessions, we'll continue to be the same people if a perspective change does not happen. Jnanam alone is important. Now Arjuna says, Smritihi labdha. Smritihi labdha. Knowledge has been gained. Nashtaha mohaha. Delusion has gone. Delusion has gone means what? Discriminate. No more avivekaha. No more. There's no lack of discriminative understanding. There's no more delusion. Now there is vivekaha. Moha nashtaha means what? Delusion has gone means now viveka is there. Now there is now satyam mithya vivekaha. I know what is satyam. I know what is mithya. So mithya need not be taken into account because I sense has been resolved in satyam, satya atma, not in mithya anatma. Therefore, satyam mithya viveka is there. I know what is absolutely real, what is as though real. Therefore, the discriminate understanding being there, delusion has gone. And because knowledge has been gained, smritihi labdha. How did it happen? Knowledge has been gained, delusion has gone. Means then there is the result as a consequence of having resolved the delusion. As a consequence of having attained the gain, the jnanam, then what happens? Gata sandeha sitaha asmi. I am here as the one who has got all his doubts resolved. Gata sandeha. I am here as the one without any doubts. See, gata sandeha is a compound word, samastam padam. Gataha sandeha yasmat. Or Gataha sandehaha yasmat. He is gatasandehaha, the one from whom all doubts have gone. Gataha sandehaha yasmat. Saha gatasandehaha. I am here as the one without any doubts. I am here as the one who has resolved all, whose all doubts have been resolved. Okay? All doubts have been resolved. Now I will not question you anymore. Why I am suffering? Why others are suffering? Why Bhagavan is partial? Why some people are suffering? Why some people are enjoying good life? Why this young at a young age if somebody dies? Why the old man is still suffering in the hospital? All doubts. Why did Bhagavan create this? Why is Bhagavan partial? Why should he create at all? And why all living beings are not alike? Why all human beings are not alike? Why there is cultural variations? Why there's cultural variation? Why there's religious diversity? Why there's religious diversity? I would ask any question. I got an answer. Okay, so which means what is the answer for all this? Okay, and what is real? What is not real? What is permanent? What is impermanent? What is death? I no more doubt about death now. What is birth? What is death? What is this going through? What is old age? What is going through is pairs of opposites. What is Paradha Karma? What is Sanchita Karma? What is Agami Karma? Who goes through Sanchita Agami Karmas? Who is free from these karmas? Always who is free? What is moksha? Is moksha something attained? No, moksha is something that is discovered. So I have no doubts. Gata sandehaha asmi. I am here having resolved all my doubts. Therefore, how did I get it? He achyuta tat prasadat maya smritihi labdha. Tat prasad, only because of your grace, knowledge has been gained by me. Knowledge has been gained, attained by me only because of your grace. But for Bhagavan's grace, nothing can be attained, nothing can be gained. Of course, knowledge also can be gained only if we have Bhagavan's grace. Tat prasadat he achyuta maya smritihi labdha moha nashtaha gatasandeha asmi. Therefore, now what should he do? Now I will not retaliate. No, I don't want to fight. Tava vachanam karishye. I will follow your instruction. Tava vachanam karishye. I shall follow your instructions. Means what? I shall do, I shall do whatever I should be doing in keeping with your teaching. I shall follow your instructions. Why? Because it is what the same thing, how what Arjuna says, we all should also know now what I should be doing. Moksha is a purushartha. It is a choiceless end. Jnanam itself is moksha. Jnanam is my choiceless end. I need to attain jnanam. No way. If I know the value of jnanam, I become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. But once jnanam becomes the goal, jnanam itself is the goal, because jnanam is moksha. Therefore, then I become committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Then I should do what? Definitely, I have to go through the discipline of jnana yoga. That's okay. But now, what I should do? I should do my duties properly, in conformity with dharma, with proper attitude, as an offering to Bhagavan, with the readiness to accept any result as prasada. Because that is the only way of preparing my mind, resolving my emotional issues. It's the only way of handling my emotions. It's the only way of becoming adequately, mentally pure and steady. Without which attainment of jnana is impossible. With Purushartha Nischaya, now I live my life as a spiritual person, just doing my duties, isn't it? It's what Karishye Vachanam Tava. See, all of us, we say what? Once you are exposed to Shastra teaching, you know the importance of living a life of Karma Yoga. What is Karma Yoga when you understand? Then there's no anxiety, there's no pressure, there's no tension. One can just, as a relaxed person, one can live a life of Karma Yoga, go through life of Karma Yoga. See, living a life of Karma Yoga is what for itself is following Bhagavan's instruction. Living one's life ordained by the Vedashastram, which is whatever is ordained by Vedashastram is ordained by Bhagavan. The Vedic way of life is Bhagavan's instruction, Bhagavan's ordained by Bhagavan. Karishyeta vachanam tava, I shall follow your instruction, Krishna. Tava vachanam karishye. This is what Arjuna says in the 73rd verse. So Bhagavan Krishna was actually, after having completed the teaching, Arjuna was always asking questions. You noticed how he was asking questions in different occasions. But now, having completed the teaching, Bhagavan also was equally curious. What would be Arjuna's response? How Arjuna was going to question? And Bhagavan being curious is also understood by Arjuna, having been with Krishna all the time as a playmate, as a friend, as a charioteer, as a disciple. Arjuna is very bright. So Arjuna also understood what was Bhagavan curious of. So Arjuna also presents his answer. Completely my delusion is gone. He says, delusion is gone. But he was very conscious. He did not say, gata sandeha asmi. I'm here as the one who's all who's the I'm here without any doubts. When he said delusion has gone, Arjuna did thoughtfully, consciously, prudently said, delusion has gone. He did not say, my delusion has gone. Why? If Arjuna said, my delusion has gone, and who are you? Who are you? Have you ever had delusion before? If he says, I had delusion, then his identity is with what? With the mind. So Arjuna does not say, my delusion is gone. Delusion was in the mind and the delusion is gone. I'm always free from delusion. Listen what I'm saying. He was very conscious. Arjuna did not say. So if Arjuna said, my delusion is gone, then Arjuna's identity was with the intellect or the mind. That means still Arjuna did not have clear vision. If Arjuna's vision was not very clear, Atma does not have delusion. Atma is the witness. Atma is the truth because of which delusion is possible, clarity is possible. Atma is free from delusion. Atma is absolutely ever free from delusion. Now Arjuna's identity is with Atma. Understand? He knows. At least he is said to have the clear vision also. Still Arjuna knows Atma is free from delusion. And delusion is only what? Delusion is can be only in intellect, buddhi. Therefore he says, delusion has gone from the intellect. That's what he means. Therefore, it was a right, and Arjuna's answer was appropriate answer. So ignorance has gone. Ignorance caused delusion has gone. Delusion caused grief has gone. Grief caused, isn't it? Or ragaha, shokaha, mohaha, everything has gone. That's the meaning. And he says, ajnanam, the smritihi labdha, knowledge has been gained. What does it mean? Moha nashtaha means delusion has gone, means delusion, the ignorance which caused the delusion got resolved. Ignorance got resolved. Knowledge has been gained. Ignorance got resolved. Therefore, ignorance caused delusion also got resolved. And ignorance, the resolution of ignorance cannot be destroyed. Ignorance has to be resolved. And for resolving the ignorance, for the moha to be resolved, ignorance has to be resolved, for which knowledge has to arise. Okay? Only in the presence of light, ignorance, darkness can be resolved. Ignorance and darkness and light cannot coexist. Similarly, ignorance has to resolve. Ignorance goes means light, knowledge has to be there. Therefore, and that knowledge happened. How did it happen? Purely because of Bhagavan's grace in the form of teaching. Bhagavan's grace was manifest in the form of teaching. Therefore, and the knowledge has been gained. What is it? Jnanam, not ordinary jnanam, paravidya, paramam jnanam. That is jivatma, paramatma, swarupa, aikya jnanam. Jiveshwar swarupa, aikya jnanam. Yes, the knowledge of the essential oneness of the individual and the total. That vision he has got. Therefore, jnanam means not knowledge of anatma, not some knowledge of atma. So we say the knowledge of the jivatma swarupam is very clear, paramatma swarupam is very clear, Jnanam here means what? Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikya Jnanam. There's no Paramatma, Ishvara, God other than the truth. There's no individual other than the truth. Essentially, the microcosmic being, macrocosmic being are essentially one and the same truth. The difference only in the Upadis. This is what is the clear vision. This is what is Jnanam here. Therefore, and has gained Jnanam, Narjuna was 100% sure, knowledge has been gained. It is not because of my efforts. It's because of your grace. Time of teaching. So Arjuna space very thoughtfully draws attention to is he giving importance for Bhagavan's grace. Tat prasadat maya smritihi labdha. See, but for Bhagavan's grace, but for Guru's grace, but for it is not possible for us to have Guru's grace. But for Surus, it was not possible for us to have Shastra's grace. Shastra Kripa, Guru Kripa, Bhagavat Kripa, it's Bhagavan's grace alone, manifest in the form of the grace of teacher, grace of the Shastra. Only then Jnanam takes place. That happened, therefore, now what happened? All my doubts have been resolved. Not my doubts here. Again, Atma does not have doubts. All the doubts in the mind got resolved. Gata sandehaha asmi. I am here as the one whose doubts got resolved. Whose means the mind's doubts. Okay. Or I'm here being free from all the doubts. There's no dharma, dharma. Sandeha is also not there. Satya Mitya Sandeha is not there. Nityantya Sandeha is not there. Okay, Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Sandeha is also not there. All doubts have got resolved. Okay. Having said that, Arjuna continues. 74th verse. Ityaham Vasudevasya Parthasya cha Mahatmanaha. Ityaham Vasu. Now again, Sanjeev Vacha, this was Sanjeev Vacha. Let us not forget the whole Bhagavad Gita teaching, which was given by Bhagavan to Arjuna, was simultaneously taught by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. One other person who got the entire Bhagavad Gita teaching was Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was very fortunate to have at least even though he had 100 atrocious sons, adharmis, he was fortunate enough to have his personal assistant, Sanjaya, a wise person. Sanjaya was a great person that without going to the battlefield, without listening to after standing in front of Krishna, sitting in Hastinapuram Palace, Sanjaya was able to receive the whole teaching. We are talking about television now. Yudhishthira Sanjaya, even those days, had a television. When Krishna was teaching in Yudhishthira Kurukshetra, Krishna was teaching Arjuna, Sanjaya sitting in Hastinapuram Palace, he was able to get all the teaching Arjuna was receiving from Krishna directly. Sanjaya was seeing the whole teaching, he was listening from here, television. And not only he could hear, he was able to communicate the same teaching to simultaneously. As he was listening, he was also able to teach the Dhritarashtra. Amazing, Sanjaya. So Yudhishthira, even though Dhritarashtra was not a great king because he supported his non-righteous sons, but he was fortunate enough to have a personal assistant like Sanjaya who was able to communicate all that he was receiving from Bhagavan Krishna, which was given Krishna to Arjuna. Now Sanjaya says, look at this. Ityaham Vasudevasya Parthasya cha Mahatmanah Samvadamimam Ashrausham Adbhutam Roma Harshanam Ityaham Vasudevasya Parthasya cha Mahatmanah Samvadamimam Ashrausham Adbhutam Roma Harshanam Sanjaya Uvacha Ityaham Vasudevasya Parthasya cha Mahatmanah Samvadamimam Ashrausham Adbhutam Roma Harshanam. Arjuna says, Aham Ashrausham. Aham Ashrausham. So who says? Sanjaya says, I heard. Aham Ashrausham. I heard. What did I hear? Samvadam. Imam Samvadam. I heard this dialogue. Idam imam samvadam aham ashrausham. Aham imam samvadam ashrausham. I heard this dialogue which happened between Vasudevasya cha Mahatmanaha Parthasya cha. I heard the dialogue of this great person, Arjuna, and Bhagavan Vasudeva, Krishna. I heard the dialogue of Bhagavan Krishna, Vasudeva, and this great Arjuna. Mahatmanaha Parthasya Vasudevasya cha Imam Samvadam Aham Ashrausham. Kidrusham Samvadam, he says, Adbhutam Samvadam. Roma Harshanam Sambhadam. This dialogue which happened with Arjuna and Krishna is not ordinary. It's amazing, wonderful. Adbhutam Sambhadam. I heard a wonderful dialogue. And Roma Harshanam, horripilating. The dialogue which causes horripilation all over the body. You know why? Because what you hear is amazing, subtlest fact. Nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. Isn't it horripilating? It doesn't cause horripilation. You are Ishvara. You are non-separate from Bhagavan the whole. Isn't it horripilating? Doesn't it cause horripilation? All that is, there's only the truth. Absolutely, what is, there's only Brahma. It is amazing vision. That is why it's Roma Harshanam. Roma Harshanam means what? This dialogue was dialogue causes horripilation. And it's wonderful. So Imam Roma Harshanam Adbhutam Samvadam Vasudevasya Mahatmanaha Parthasya cha. Imam Samvadam Aham Ashrausham. Ashrausham. Iti Aham Ashrausham. Iti means, why say Iti? This is how all that has been discussed until now, under the 73rd verse of the 18th chapter. What now? I heard this dialogue. Iti Imam Samvadam. This dialogue of Bhagavan Krishna and the great Arjuna, the dialogue, the wonderful dialogue which causes horripilation, because this dialogue brought to light, this listen to this dialogue brought to light amazing, wonderful, subtlest vision brought to light. Nature of reality. Therefore, Roma Harsham Adbhutam Imam Samvadam Aham Ashrausham. Who says this? Sanjaya says. Now, when Arjuna concluded saying that his doubts have gone, etc., now Sanjaya tells that the whole dialogue is over and how he heard the whole teaching. And he continues, Sanjaya continues. Why Sanjaya feels so grateful? Because it is Vyasa Bhagavan wrote the Mahabharatam. And there, Bhagavan Krishna plays the role of a teacher. Arjuna plays the role of a disciple. The teaching happens. And especially, the teaching was given to a highly qualified student like Arjuna, who enjoyed the best of things in life. And he had the fortune of listening to the same teaching. He got, without even being around Krishna, sitting somewhere far away in the palace of Hastinapuram, still he could get it. He was so fortunate. Not only he got it, he was able to communicate to Dhritarashtra. And he enjoyed the benefit of the teaching. That is why it was Romaharshanam. It was something horripilating. It was wonderful for him because he enjoyed the benefit of the teaching. That is why it was wonderful for him. He continues, 75th verse. Vyasa prasada chutavan yetad guhyam aham param. Vyasa prasada chutavan yetad guhyam aham param. Yogam yogeshwarat krishnat sakshat kathayataswayam. Vyasa prasada chutavan yetad guhyam aham param. Yogam yogeshwarat krishnat sakshat kathayataswayam. Vyasa prasada chutavan yetad guhyam aham param. Yogam yogeshwarat krishnat sakshat kathayataswayam. Now he says, first he said, I heard this wonderful, contemplating dialogue of Bhagavan Krishna and this great person Arjuna. Okay, now he says, again he says, who? Sanjaya says, Shrutavan, Shrutavan, I have heard. What have you heard? Yetad param guhyam aham shrutavan. Aham shrutavan, I have heard, or I had heard, or I heard. I heard what? I heard yetad param guhyam. I heard this exalted secret. Exalted secret, great secret, I heard. How did I hear? Yogeshwarat, Yogeshwarat Krishnat. Param, Guhyam, Yogam, Aham, Yogeshwarat Krishnat, Sakshat, Swayam, Kathayataha, Shrutavan. Isn't it amazing? He himself tells. Isn't it amazing? I heard this teaching, this exalted secret, directly from Bhagavan Sakshat Krishna, directly from Bhagavan Krishna himself, and who is Yogeshwara, the Lord of Yoga. Swayam Kathayataha, who was Sakshat Kathayata, who was teaching directly. So I heard his exalted teaching, his exalted secret. Why it's a secret? Because what we are searching for desperately, after discovering which, everything becomes attained. Okay, one thing after attaining which everything else becomes attained. All desires become fulfilled as it were. That one thing we are searching for desperately, helplessly, choicelessly. We've been searching and searching. We search the whole life, again, life after life, until we discover it. We continue to come back again into this world, assuming different bodies, different. So continue, life after life after life after life, we come and it searches endless. The search remains endless. The search comes to an end only when you discover this truth. The search comes to an end, you discover this truth. And where do you discover that truth, that freedom, that moksha, which you have been choicelessly searching for, knowingly or unknowingly? Finally, we discover not elsewhere, okay, as our own Swarupam. That is why it's a secret, isn't it? Something other than you. That is why this wisdom, this great teaching, this great knowledge is a great secret, exalted secret. And this teaching in terms of exalted secret, I heard from Bhagavan Krishna, the Lord of Yoga, as he was teaching directly to Arjuna. Kathayataha Bhagavataha Yogeshwarat Krishnat Kathayata Sakshat Kathayataha. I heard from Krishna, the Lord of Yoga, who was teaching directly to Arjuna. I heard. How did I hear? Vyasa Prasadat. Purely by the grace of the sage Vyasa. Vyasa Prasadat Aham Shrutavan. I heard. So, Vyasa Prasadat, by the grace of Vyasa, because of the grace of Vyasa, Aham Shrutavan, I heard what? Yetad Param Guhyam Yogam. Yetad Param Guhyam Yogam Aham Shrutavan. I heard this exalted secret. Yoga knowledge. From whom? Krishnat Yogeshwarat Krishnat Sakshat Kathayataha Yogeshwarat Krishnat. From Bhagavan Krishna himself, the Lord of Yoga, who was teaching Swayam Kathayata, who was teaching directly himself. Bhagavan himself was teaching directly. Swayam Kathayataha Yogeshwarat Krishna. Yogeshwarat Krishnat Sakshat Kathayataha. From Bhagavan, who was himself teaching directly. He did not say another teacher. Himself was teaching directly. So I heard. This is what Sanjaya tells in this 75th verse. See, Sanjaya, though was not present in the presence of Krishna in the Kurukshetram, where the battlefield, where the battle was happening, where he was sitting, where Arjuna was directly listening. Bhagavan himself was teaching directly. Arjuna was listening, the most fortunate disciple. But Sanjaya was able to listen. Why? Vyasa Acharya, Vyasa Bhagavan, blessed Sanjaya with the divine eye, Divya Chakshu, the eye of prepared mind. He says, Divya Chakshu, I was, you know, Sanjaya feel that he was Vyasa Prasadat, because of the grace of Vyasa Acharya. The Sanjaya thought that he was blessed with the divine eye, Divya Chakshu. So, Bhagavan Krishna blessed Arjuna with the Divya Chakshu once, that Arjuna was able to have the vision of the cosmic form of Bhagavan. Vishwarupa Darshanam of Bhagavan, the vision of the cosmic form of Bhagavan, Arjuna had the vision of the cosmic form of Bhagavan. Arjuna had Vishwarupa Darshanam of Bhagavan because Bhagavan blessed him with Divya Chakshu, divine eye. In the same way, Vyasa Acharya blessed Sanjaya with the Divya Chakshu, the divine eye, that he was able to listen and grasp the teaching given by Bhagavan himself directly to Arjuna. And this, what I heard from Bhagavan, not an ordinary teaching, it is exalted secret. Exalted wisdom, exalted knowledge, exalted secret. Why it is a secret? Because even though reality is everywhere, still I'm not able to, we're not able to see it. And this teaching, unless a person has tremendous punyam, it is not possible to attain this knowledge. And one has to go through the discipline of jnana yoga to have this jnanam. And it is, shastam is only pramanam for this. Vedanta shastam is the only means of knowledge. It is not this knowledge, this wisdom is not something which one can attain easily. See, in the aparavidya, the different countless number of disciplines pertaining to aparavidya, the worldly material sciences, you know, are available in all universities. You can go to different universities, the best of universities, you can study any discipline, but all any discipline taught any university is something to do with the material science. And that knowledge will not liberate a person from bondage. One can get any number of PhD degrees, one can get doctorates, one can do more and more of research, one can have postdoctoral fellowships. Still, that knowledge will not liberate a person from bondage. That will not free a person from the bondage of fear and sense of insecurity centered on I. However highly qualified the person is, how much ever a person is capable of earning, how much ever the person has influence, however great position, high position the person has, still even that person will not be free from the fear of death. He's still bound by the fear of death. He will not be free from sense of insecurity centered on I. But it is this knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of the reality alone will liberate a person. And this knowledge is the exalted knowledge. And it's a secret knowledge. And it is the liberating wisdom is what we say. It is not available. It is impossible for us to get this wisdom. Because knowledge of reality, you cannot stumble upon reality at all. As long as keeping the mind extroverted and wanting to know what is there, you don't know what is there. But what am I, you will never arrive at. What am I, you will never arrive at. All science will help you understand what is. And how much are you learned within this short span of life ordained by Bhagavan, how much are we study with the focus attention, how much are we learn also, we can only learn little of, very, very, very little of what is. You can never understand everything totally what is. But if you discover what am I, instead of searching for what is, what am I, and to have this wisdom, Shastam is the only pramanam. This knowledge is not at all available anywhere. It is not easily available also. Therefore, and it is this knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahman, is paravidya, Brahma vidya, moksha vidya, and this knowledge is the exalted. Therefore, and this is a secret. It's a great secret. And it's highly sacred. Therefore, and that knowledge I heard, okay, because of Vyasacharya's blessing that I sitting here with my divine eyes, with my capacity, I could listen, I could get this wisdom. One has to go and ask for this wisdom. Even Arjuna had to ask Bhagavan. Even the Bhagavan was Purna Purusha, as a complete being. Bhagavan was all omniscient. Still, Bhagavan was always there. He could have easily taught Arjuna, but even Bhagavan did not teach Arjuna until he asked for the jnanam. Aham te sishyaha mam tvam prapannam mam shadi. Hey Krishna, I am your disciple. Please do teach me who has handed to you. Until then, Bhagavan did not teach. Whereas now Sanjaya, without even asking for jnanam, he got it. Therefore, he says, he feels it is amazing knowledge. Okay, now Sanjaya continues. Rajan samsmritya samsmritya. Actually, he only expresses his excitement. There's no greater excitement than one's own self. There's no greater excitement than this wisdom and vision. And nothing in the world is exciting for a person of wisdom. So now he says, Sanjaya says, Rajan samsmritya samsmritya samvadamimam adbhutam keshavarjunayoh punyam hrishyamicha muhurmuhu. Rajan samsmritya samsmritya samvadamimam adbhutam keshavarjunayoh punyam hrishyamicha muhurmuhu. Rajan samsmritya samsmritya samvadamimam adbhutam keshavarjunayoh punyam hrishyamicha muhurmuhu. Again, see, Sanjaya has not it. You know, it's like in Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said, Jnani says, this Ananda Mimamsa. You know, he says, after the topic of Ananda Mimamsa, how a wise person, you know, who revels in the vision of fullness of his own Swarupam, how he expresses, you know, his joy. In the same way here, even Sanjaya says, Muhuhu muhuhu hrishyami. Hrishyami, I rejoice again and again. Muhuhu means again. Muhuhu muhuhu, again and again, repeatedly. Hrishyami, I feel, I rejoice. Why? Because punyam, keshava arjunayoho, Keshavarjunayoho imam adbhutam punyam samvadam samsmritya samsmritya. Hey Rajan. Rajan is a vocative case form of the word Raja. Rajan shabda. Nakarantaha pullingaha Rajan shabda. Vocative case, hey Rajan, means O king. Let us not forget, he is addressing the king Dhritarashtra. Hey king, O king Dhritarashtra, samsmritya samsmritya. Samsmaranam means what? Smaranam means remembering. Samsmaranam means what? Thoughtfully remembering, carefully remembering. Samsmritya samsmritya. So recollecting again and again. Recollecting, remembering again and again. Samsmritya, samsmritya. What do I remember again and again? What am I recollecting again and again? Imam adbhutam punyam samvadam. So remembering, recollecting, repeatedly. Imam adbhutam punyam samvadam. This adbhutam, highly wonderful, amazing. Punyam samvadam. Punyam here should be taken as sacred, a sacred dialogue. Repeatedly, whenever the two words twice, the same words repeated, samsmritya, samsmritya, means what? Repeatedly recollecting this imam, this adbhutam, highly amazing, wonderful, punyam samvadam, the contents of the sacred dialogue, contents of sacred divine dialogue, which took place between Arjuna and Krishna. Keshava Arjunayoho imam adbhutam punyam samvadam samsmritya samsmritya muhu muhu hrishyami. O King, I rejoice again and again, repeatedly recollecting this wonderful divine sacred, the contents of the sacred dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna. I rejoice again and again. Why Sanjaya feels how fortunate he is. There's no greater fortune, there's no greater luxury than reveling in knowledge. There's no greater luxury than reveling in the vision of one's own, the nature of fullness. Therefore, it was great fortune on the part of Sanjaya that he could listen to the whole teaching, he could enjoy the benefit of the teaching. Therefore, now he says, because he revels in his ecstasy. So he says, muhu muhu hrishyami. I rejoice in ecstasy. Extremely inexplicable joy. Extremely inexplicable joy. Because how he received the whole teaching, second chapter onwards, what Bhagavan has been teaching, and how confused when Arjuna became clear-minded. He asked with confusion, so confused, so sorrowful. He was grieving, suffering. He was confused. He was not ready to do anything. He could not even stand. And such Arjuna finally says, got the wisdom, got the knowledge. My doubts, the doubts got resolved. Delusion gone. Gained the knowledge. Because of Arjuna says, this change happened in Arjuna. How knowledge gave different perspective and changed Arjuna. Similarly, now he says what? Sanjaya also says, you know, whole teaching, what all he heard, he recollects and brings the teaching again and again to his mind, means he places his mind again and again in the teaching. Then the more he recollects, the more he revels in the joy, in the wisdom. So he says, Keshava Arjunayoho imam adbhutam punyam samvadam samsmritya samsmritya aham krishyami. Not only that, even Vishwarupa darshanam of Bhagavan, which Bhagavan himself, you know, showed to Arjuna, and that also remembering, he recollects and he sees how all it is, there's only Bhagavan. And that vision makes Sanjaya revel, rejoice. Arjuna, Sanjaya continues. Tachya samsmritya samsmritya rupamatyadbhutam harehe vismayo me mahan rajan hrishyami cha punah punah తచ్చ సంస్మృత్య సంస్మృత్య తచ్చ సంస్మృత్య సంస్మృత్య రూపమత్యద్భుతం హరే విస్మయో మే మహాన్ రాజన్ హృష్యామి చ పునః పునః. Sometimes when you get overexcited or something, you repeat. Other person who listens to you feels bored. My God, same thing. The person is repeating. It is something about ordinary things. When a person repeats, you will definitely feel bored. And you know, other person is excited. In excitement, he repeats. But now it's an ordinary excitement. It's excitement of seeing that excitement of having the vision of the only truth, and in which one resolves one's individuality, one sees Bhagavan, resolves even Ishvara, and such a vision is real, most exalted excitement. And therefore he says now, Hey Rajan, O King Dhritarashtra, Punaha punaha hrishyami, again and again I rejoice. Don't say I'm repeating, okay? Dhritarashtra, Sanjaya is repeating. Punaha punaha hrishyami, again and again I rejoice. Why? Me mahan vismayaha. Me mahan vismayaha. Okay? Mahan vismayaha. There's a great wonder for me. This is a great wonder for me. Mahan me, mahan vismayaha. What is the great wonder for me here? He says, samsmritya samsmritya, the adbhutam rupam. Now in this verse, he's not talking only about the teaching. Of course, the whole teaching, when I recollect, I rejoice. It's adbhutam, romaharshanam. He said all those words. Now he says, but he thinks now Sanjaya specifically in 77th verse, Sanjaya specifically talks about Bhagavan's cosmic form. Where is Bhagavan? Who is Bhagavan? Who is God? All that is there is only Bhagavan. Why? The entirety of the cosmos, including time and space, is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. What is time? Knowledge manifests is time. Knowledge manifests is space. Knowledge manifests is, you know, each and every element is nothing but knowledge manifested. What is air? Manifestation of knowledge. What is, you know, space? Manifestation of knowledge. What is earth? Manifestation of knowledge. What are the plants? Manifestation of knowledge. What about non-living things, immobile beings? All manifestations of knowledge. What about the living beings? Manifestations of knowledge. What about unicellular organisms, multicellular organisms? What about domestic animals? What about wild animals? What about living beings? What about the creatures? What about their functions? What are the knowledge? How everything is manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge. The whole jagat, the entirety of the cosmos, no, consisting of 14 worlds, everything is manifestation of knowledge. Nothing exists outside of knowledge. You cannot, something is existent. If you say anything and everything which enjoys the status of being existent is what? Doesn't exist outside of knowledge. Therefore, the whole universe of 14 worlds exists only in knowledge. That everything is manifestation of knowledge. And manifest knowledge is what? Ishvara. Knowledge manifest alone is given the qualification, title of Ishvara Bhagavan. If knowledge is not manifest, if it remains as pure knowledge, then it is implied by the term Brahman. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness, okay, is not non-recognizable knowledge. The non-recognizable, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, abstract, formless reality is, which is free from all limitations, is implied by the term Brahman or Atma. And the knowledge manifest alone, the knowledge is manifest as the whole cosmos is manifestation of knowledge. When the knowledge is manifest, then you attribute a title, qualification as Ishvara. Therefore, what about anything and everything is manifestation of knowledge here? Like how only in the presence of light, every opaque thing, wherever the opaque thing shines. However is the opaque thing? If an opaque thing enjoys the status of being existent, it shines. It must be shining. If it is shining, means it must reflect light. If it reflects light, means there must be source of reflection. A source of reflection means there must be light. Wherever, whenever, however opaque thing shines, enjoying the status of being existent, it is inseparably with light, which means reflection of light. Similarly, the entirety of the world of material forms, names and functions, consisting of 14 worlds, entirety of the cosmos of 14 worlds, okay, enjoys the status of being existent means because it is only in the light of knowledge, the jagat shines. Therefore, the whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. The manifest knowledge is Ishvara. And therefore, the illumined world is inseparable from the illumining light of knowledge, manifest knowledge. Therefore, the whole jagat is Ishvara. There's nothing which is not Ishvara. It is what is really understanding Bhagavan being the whole. Their individuality becomes resolved in Bhagavan, the totality. The entirety of the objective universe becomes resolved in Bhagavan, the totality. And even Bhagavan, all that is, there's only Bhagavan means the entire cosmos is not an inert material cosmos. It's not inert bundle of energy. The cosmos is not inert bundle of energy. Cosmos is knowledge, manifestation of knowledge. The two ways of seeing, a scientist can look at the cosmos as inert bundle of energy. No, Vedanti looks at the whole inert bundle of energy, the world as manifestation of knowledge. Big difference in perception. And when you look at the whole jagat as knowledge, all that is here is only knowledge. Knowledge is Ishvara. There's no I, there's no world, there's no this, there's no that. All that is here is only Bhagavan. All that is here is Ishvara. Okay, this is what is cosmic vision of cosmic form of Bhagavan. Vishwarupa darshanam of Bhagavan. He's having this understanding. He's having the cosmic vision of cosmic form of Bhagavan. Now, Sanjaya, in say 77 verse, he says, Hey Rajan, O King Dhritarashtra, may Mahan Vismayaha, there is great wonder for me. Punaha Punaha Hrishyami, I rejoice and again, why? Samsmrutat Adbhutam Rupam Atyadbhutam Harehe Atyadbhutam Rupam Samsprutya Samsprutya Harehe Atyadbhutam Tadrupam Samsprutya Samsprutya. That cosmic form of Bhagavan, the vision of cosmic form of Bhagavan, Vishrupa Darshanam of Bhagavan, which he revealed to Arjuna, blessing him with the divine, you know, the Divya Chakshu, okay, which I also had that vision of Bhagavan's cosmic form. Remembering that atyadbhutam, extremely wonderful form of Bhagavan Hari. Atyadbhutam harehe rupam samsmritya samsmritya. Recollecting, repeatedly bringing to my mind that cosmic form, extremely wonderful, atyadbhutam. cosmic form of Bhagavan Vishnu, seeing it, there is some great wonder for me. Punaha punaha chakrishyami. I rejoice again and again. I revel in the vision of Bhagavan being the whole. I revel in the vision of Bhagavan being the whole, where my individuality, ahankara, becomes totally resolved in the whole, the totality. Where am I? I am not. There's no I other than Bhagavan. There's no Jagat other than Bhagavan. All that is here is only Bhagavan, Ishwaraha. So, punaha punaha hrishyami. Okay, concluding verse, we'll go. Yatra yogeshwara krishno. After this verse, baby, light the lamp. Concluding verse. Yatra yogeshwara krishno yatra partho dhanurdharah tatra shrir vijayo bhotir dhruvani tirma tirmama. All 74th verse onwards, all five verses are verses revealed by Sanjaya only. Yatra yogeshwarah krishno yatra partho dhanurdharah tatra shrir vijayo bhotir dhruvani tirma tirmama. Yatra yogeshwarah krishno yatra partho dhanurdharah tatra shrir vijayo bhotir dhruvani tirma tirmama. Yatra yogeshwarah krishno yatra partho dhanurdharah tatra shrir vijayo bhotir dhruvani tirma tirmama. Okay, now Vyasacharya concludes here, and which is a verse concluded by Sanjaya. Yatra, yatra, yatra comes yatra yogeshwaraha krishnaha yatra parthaha dhanurdharaha. We can say, if you put yatra, yatra means where. The relative word. Kutra means exactly an interrogative term. Kutra, where. But yatra, wherever. Yatra, yatra, wherever. So yatra, wherever. Yogeshwaraha krishnaha. Yoga is yogasya ishwaraha yogeshwaraha. Bhagavan Krishna, the Lord of Yoga. Yogeshwaraha Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna, the Lord of Yoga. Wherever Bhagavan Krishna is. Not only that, yatra parthaha dhanurdharaha. Wherever there is Bhagavan Krishna, the Lord of Yoga, and wherever there is Arjuna. How Arjuna? Dhanurdharaha. Dhanurdharaha, the holder of bow. The holder of bow, the wielder of bow. Dhanurdharaha. Dhanuhu dharati iti dhanurdharaha. So wherever Bhagavan Krishna, the Lord of Yoga is, and wherever there is Arjuna, the holder of bow, the wielder of bow, there will be tatra. There will be what? Neetihi. Neetihi, bhutihi, shrihi. Shrihi, strilinga shabda, feminine gender word. Bhutihi, feminine gender word. Neetihi, feminine gender word. Shrihi, bhautihi neetihi. One masculine word, vijayaha. Vijayaha is a pullinga shabdaha. Tatra, there will be definitely what? Shrihi. There'll be wealth. There'll be prosperity. Why? Wherever Bhagavan is and wherever Arjuna is, the wielder of bow means what? Wherever Bhagavad Gita teaching is. Understand? Wherever Krishna and Arjuna is means what? Wherever Bhagavan, Krishna and Arjuna are. Which means Bhagavan, Krishna, Arjuna, if they're together, means only both of them are together, means what? Bhagavad Gita teaching. So wherever there's Bhagavad Gita teaching, wherever Bhagavad Gita teaching happens, where Bhagavad Gita teaching is heard, there will be Shrihi, prosperity. There'll be abundance of Bhagavan's grace. Why? Because listening to Bhagavad Gita is listening to the Vedanta Shastram. Given differently. And listening to Vedanta Shastram will make a person real understand the importance of dharma. And a person will know the value of dharma. It is not a human being, just being born a human being, one will know the value of one will know the dharma. One will know values. But a person can know the value of dharma, value of values, when he listens to Bhagavad Gita. And he'll know how to live a life of values. And because he'll know why he should live a life of values, and he will know why the very life itself is lived, what is his life lived for, what arthakama dharmas are pursued for, what arthakama dharmas are pursued for, what is artha for, what is kama for, what is the pursuit of dharma for, but still, what is jnanam for, what moksha is, and what value. The person will know the value of dharmas. Why a person will know, live a life of value, dharma. How one can live, how one must live to have prepared mind, etc. All this teaching will make a person appreciate the value of dharma. The person, it will help enable a person have a strong will to live a life of dharma. Bhagavad Gita teaching, listening to Bhagavad Gita teaching will definitely bless a person with a tremendous strength to live a life of dharma. Okay? And the person become prayerfully, the person will be able to earn prayerfully abundance of grace to be able to live a life of dharma. Therefore, Bhagavan's grace will be abundantly there. Therefore, there will be prosperity. So, Shrihi, wherever Bhagavad Gita teaching is, there will be Shrihi. Not ordinary Shri, which there will be Dhruva Shrihi. Definitely, there will be prosperity, permanence of prosperity. There will be permanent prosperity. Then Vijayaha. There'll be victory. Why? If a person knows the value of dharma, if a person strictly lives a life of dharma, and he cannot miss Bhagavan's grace, and with Bhagavan's grace, there'll be only victory. Vijayaha, there'll be victory. Bhutihi, Shrihi, wealth. Bhutihi also means wealth. So Shrihi means all forms of wealth in their entirety is Shrihi. And Bhutihi means all material prosperity. Shrihi, spiritual wealth. Shrihi, permanent spiritual wealth in terms of moksha and jnanam. Vijayaha, there'll be victory, absolute victory. Bhutihi, there'll be material prosperity also. Neetihi, there'll be justice. Where there is Bhagavad Gita teaching, there will be the knowledge of the value of dharma. Therefore, there will be justice. Neetihi. Okay. And this is what he says. Mama Matihi. He says, this is my clear vision. Who says this? Sanjaya says, O king, this is my clear vision. There's no doubt in this vision. Mama Matihi, this is my clear vision. There will be permanent spiritual wisdom, the wealth of spiritual wisdom, the wealth of freedom. There'll be most exalted victory, Vijayaha. There will be an abundance of material prosperity. There will be justice. How permanent Shrihi, Dhruva Shrihi, Dhruva Nitihi, Dhruva Bhutihi. There'll be definitely, Dhruva also means firm, certainly there will be permanent wealth. Certainly there'll be victory. Dhruva also emphasizes the certainty. Certainly, definitely there'll be permanent wealth. There'll be victory. There will be prosperity. And there will be justice. Okay, this is the lesson. This is my doubt-free, clear vision. This is my contention. This is my view. Thus says Sanjaya. And this chapter comes to an end. Yatra Yogeshwaraha Krishnaha, Yatra Dhanuddharaha Parthaha, wherever Bhagavan Krishna, the Lord of Yoga, is, and wherever Arjuna is, the wielder of bow, Tatra there Shrihi, Vijayaha, Bhutihi, Nitihi, Dhruva. There will be wealth, there'll be victory, there'll be prosperity, there'll be justice. Definitely, certainly. Me Matihi, this is my doubt-free, clear vision. This is my view. Says Sanjaya. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha. Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhotihi. Or you can say, Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhotir Dhruvani Tirma Tirmama. Tatra Shrihi Bhavishyati, Tatra Vijayaha Bhavishyati, Tatra Bhotihi Bhavishyati, Tatra Dhruvani Tihi Bhavishyati. Or Tatra Nitihi Bhavishyati, Dhruva. Mamatihi. So Sanjaya, as he was talking to King Dhritarashtra, he says, so Bhagavan Mahabharatam happened, we don't know, sometime. But now Bhagavad Gita teaching is available. Even now, Bhagavad Gita teaching is available. To the India of teachers is available. So whenever Bhagavad Gita teaching happens, how can we forget Bhagavan? Bhagavad Gita, being with Bhagavad Gita teaching is being with Bhagavan. Bringing Bhagavan into one's life. Having one's life filled with Bhagavan. Bhagavan, having Bhagavan every person who is given to the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Ever Bhagavan becomes ever remembered. Bhagavan becomes never forgotten. Therefore, wherever Bhagavad Gita teaching happens, where Bhagavad Gita teaching is alive, there Bhagavan is thoughtfully, consciously remembered. Bhagavan fills the life Bhagavan fills. And wherever Arjuna is remembered, Bhagavad Gita teaching happens. Of course, Arjuna, the most fortunate disciple, friend and contemporary and playmate of Bhagavan, becomes remembered. So remembering Bhagavan, remembering Arjuna, when we always remember Arjuna and Bhagavan together, we cannot forget Bhagavad Gita teaching. Remembering Bhagavad, having the teaching alive is having Bhagavan and Arjuna. Remembering Bhagavan and Arjuna together, remembering them together is what? Only remembering Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita teaching. That's why he says, wherever Bhagavan Krishna, the Lord of Yoga is, and wherever Arjuna, the wielder of bow is, there is a most exalted guru Bhagavan himself Krishna, the most fortunate disciple Arjuna. There is a Purushottamaha Guru, then Bhagyavan Sishyaha, the fortunate disciple Arjuna, the most exalted Jagat Guru Bhagavan. Therefore, when you think of the disciple and the teacher and the taught, naturally the teaching comes to mind. Wherever there's teaching, of course, you know, then there will be commitment to one's own duties, the commitment to live a life of values, the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, there will be commitment to Bhagavan, commitment to a goal. Life is a meaningful, life becomes a meaningful. Exposure to Bhagavad Gita teaching will convert one's life into a meaningful, complete life, which will result in, it will become successful life, absolutely successful life. The person who's given the teaching, his life will not become a failure. Whether a person has accomplished materially or not in life, still life will become a meaningful, complete, successful life. Irrespective of not having achieved anything, in spite of having wasted the whole life, materially not having accomplished anything, still a person's life becomes a meaningful, complete, absolute successful life if a person is exposed to teaching and enjoys the benefit of this teaching. There's no greater accomplishment than accomplishing this wisdom, because which itself is moksha, freedom. There's no greater achievement than freeing oneself from emotional dependence, freeing oneself from the sense of insecurity centered on I, freeing oneself from the fear of death. Therefore, this teaching is a great teaching. Bhagavad Gita teaching is great teaching. Therefore, wherever Bhagavad Gita is alive, wherever this teaching, okay, there will be definitely, not only there will be spiritual wisdom, which itself is moksha, there will be even material prosperity. There will be what? Shrihi, wealth. There will be victory, vijayaha. There will be success. There will be bhautihi, prosperity. And nitihi. There will be justice. All these things also will be there. Not only the spiritual wisdom in terms of moksha in terms of spiritual wisdom, there will be material prosperity. There will be everything that we need for harmonious life. There must be justice. There must be prosperity. There must be success. There must be victory. There must be wealth for a harmonious, peaceful life. All these will be there if this teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Iti me matihi. This is my view this is my clear vision. This is in fact my verdict. And this will be, how long will be there? All these will be there permanently. There'll be permanent wealth, permanent success, permanent prosperity, permanent justice. Dhruva. So, being exposure to Bhagavad Gita teaching will not only bless a person with spiritual wisdom and moksha, bless a person with time, material prosperity also. Saying thus, Sanjaya concludes his words, and with this Bhagavad Gita ends. So what it means is Bhagavad Gita teaching is a universe, is a universal wisdom, which means the most exalted wisdom. It is relevant for all people. Bhagavad Gita teaching is relevant, valid for all people of all times, of all places. It is relevant and valid for all people of all places, of all times. Okay. With this, Bhagavad Gita teaching is completed. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Moksha Sanyasa Yogo Nama Ashtadashodhyayah. Iti Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su. In this Upanishad, in the form of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita has given the status of Upanishad because contents of Upanishad become the contents of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, in this Upanishad, in the Bhagavad Gita, taught by Bhagavan himself, which is subject matter of which is Brahma Vidya, and which is also said to be Yoga Shastram, and is teaching given in the form of dialogue between, which happened in the form of dialogue, the teaching which happened in the form of dialogue between Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Arjuna ends here, contained in the 18th chapter with the title the Moksha Sanyasa Yoga. With the title Moksha Sanyasa Yoga. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Moksha Sanyasa Yogo Nama Ashtadashodhyayah. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shagrubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Sampradaya, we have to do the first verse of Bhagavad Gita, first chapter once. We'll do a small arati here, then we can end the clip. Today's over. Om Dhritarashtra Uvacha ధర్మక్షేత్రే కురుక్షేత్రే సమవేతాయుయుత్సవ మామకాః పాండవాశ్చైవ కిమకుర్వత సంజయ. ఓకే, విల్ డు స్మాల్ ఆర్తి. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.